Let the good times roll with Jackie Bond on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Acid Fill My Date. He's back. The dinosaur DJ is back with top tuny tunes.
My mom's favorite DJ.
The Ancient One. Jackie Bond.
Yes, hi everyone, it's Jackie Bond here with Let the Good Times Roll. I hope you enjoy this show. It's all about the top rank record label here in the United Kingdom. The label was set up by the John Arthur Rank Organisation. The first release was in January 1959. Managed by Dick Rowe, assisted by Tony Hatch, that great songwriter, the label released material from small American companies as well as some great British artists as well. They were very diverse. They had doo-wop, rock and roll, rockabilly, and even a bit of soul. And we're going to start off with a bit of soul. It's the great Chuck Jackson.
I still love you, just like I did before. But before you smile and walk through the door, darling,
there's a really great record there from Chuck Jackson. He had a rock and roll connection as well between 57 and 59. He was a lead singer with the Del Vikings, a world-famous doo-wop group. He was discovered when he opened for Jackie Wilson at the Apollo Theatre. He got a contract with Wand Records, and that I Don't Want to Cry, that was his first hit and his first ever released. Let's go on to a bit of rock and roll now. This is the great Freddie Cannon, the guy with the Boom Boom Cannon, we used to call him. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, the man with the biggest hands. What are you going to say, Fred?
Woo!
Oh, yeah. It's Humdinger.
Yeah, yeah.
I might have set your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on and eat out your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Golly gosh, that was great.
Oh, yeah, wasn't it? Who is that girl, by the way? Yeah, that was a really great record there. Humdinger from Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. He appeared on the Swan label in America. And if you were a performer on the Swan label, then you knew that your hits were going to get massive exposure because a certain individual called Dick Clark, he had a big slice of Swan Records, and he would plug your records on Bandstand and all over the place. Real top-notch man, Dick Clark, and very powerful in America. That was 1960. He had great hits, Freddie Cannon, Way Down Yonder, Palisades Park, Tallahassee Lassie, etc., etc. We're going to move on, though, with this one. This is by a guy called Jerry Naylor. Now, Jerry Naylor had a long, long career. In my experience, my favourite things that I liked about Jerry Naylor was that for 3 to 4 years, he was the lead vocalist with the Crickets. He was the voice on hit records like Don't Ever Change, that came to number 5, and My Little Girl, also a great UK hit. He was actually interviewed on this programme, this station rather, just a few years ago, but he died in 2019, aged 80. This is one of his classics. This is Jerry Naylor and Stop Your Crying.
When you're out at night, looking at a starry sky, and tears are rolling from your eyes, stop your crying. It's not worth the teardrops you shed. You'll soon, very soon forget. Listen to the words I'm saying. Stop your crying. What's the use of feeling so sad? The truth is out, you should be glad. Listen to the blues I'm giving.
Jerry Naylor. Now then, Top Rank. What can I tell you about Top Rank? The label operated from 1959, January 59, and operated as an independent company until August 1960. Unfortunately, at that time, the Rank organisation, or Arthur Rank, went bankrupt. But the name continued with EMI releasing material under license until April 1962. So we had about 330 records released under the Top Rank independent banner, and another 100 or so when they were under contract with EMI. EMI then started their own label, highlighting a string of American labels, and they called it Stateside. Here's Ernie Evans. Hope you're going to like this one.
Here comes the teacher now. All right, class, let's all be seated. I'm the music teacher, dig? That's who I am. I want to know if all you cats and kittens did your homework when Mary had a little lamb.
Yeah, I did.
Solid. Let's hear your homework there, my man, Fats.
Mary had a little lamb. His geese was white as snow. In everywhere that Mary went, that crazy lamb would go.
That's tough. Let me see you.
baby.
Elvis, you're still king. Cozy, cozy, no use rushing. Knock out your homework on that old concussion.
Mary, part two.
Man, this class is saying something. Get out, everybody. Cut the sessions through. I'm strolling down to the kindergarten and check what the middle cats can do. You ready, Ricky?
I'm fine.
Frankie? Fabian? Fabian?
Oh, you know who that was, don't you? Yeah, that was Chubby Checker, Mr. Twist. But in 1959, that was his first ever release. It reached number 38 in the American charts, and there's a story behind it. This particular record was a novelty single that was made for Dick Clark, who sent the record out as his Christmas greeting in 59. It got such a good response that Cameo Parkway gave Chubby Checker a contract. It was his first ever release, and as I said, it went to number 38. And the rest is history. He became known as Mr. Twist. Here's a jingle I like.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And now we're going to move on and play a record. It's an instrumental. Do you like instrumentals? Well, I do, and I know someone else who does too. Barry Marshall of Harrow, he is known as Mr. Instrumental, the professor in some eyes. He's got about 12,000 CDs. I think they're all instrumental. No, they're not. He's got a whole history of instrumental records. He's a big, big fan. Dwayne Eddy, Johnny the Hurricanes, and B. Bumble, all that lot. And Sandy Nelson. Sandy Nelson, who we're going to play now, a record called Team Beat. He was a session musician. He lived in California. He had a hit with this one and also another one very similar called Let There Be Drums. Now, Barry, as I said, loves instrumentals, and this one's for him and his lovely young lady, Carol. I hope you enjoy it, Baz. And if you you would like a request or a dedication on this programme, all you got to do is send me an email to goodtimes@cambridge105.co.uk. God, I can feel the breeze of them flying through now.
We'll be right back.
you thought they were going to go boom boom, didn't you? But no, no, they didn't. As I said earlier, the Top Rank label was really diverse. It had another funny thing, not being just diverse, they used to do things like on the records, they would have on one side, and this is a well-known fact, they had one side you would have someone like the West Texas Marching Band, and then something on the other side, totally different, it'd be a doo-wop group. Well, this guy is a rockabilly guy. He came from Canada, moved to Detroit. I saw him in 1978 when he came to the UK. He appeared at the Rainbow Theatre in Finsbury Park. He was a mountain of a man. He had a great voice. He'd had loads of hit records. And there's one of them, Baby Baby.
Baby, baby, my little baby. Baby, baby, I love you, baby. Lonely me, woe is me. She's done gone and set me free. Now I know I love her so, but it's too late. There she goes. Baby, baby, my little baby. Baby, baby, I love you, baby. Shooting dice. If you ever return to me, gosh, oh baby, gosh, oh gee. Baby, baby, my little baby. Baby, baby, I love you, baby. Baby, 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 baby.
Oh yeah, and that was, I know I didn't mention it earlier, but it was Jack Scott. What a guy, what an artist he is. Jack Scott, he passed away earlier this year, maybe just the end of last year, the great Jack Scott. Jerry Butler, and this is a name. I hope you can enjoy this. This is a great soul record. You remember the group The Impressions, Curtis Mayfield and all that? Well, Jerry Butler was in this group. They called him the Iceman because he was so cool. Here he is, I Found a Love.
I was alone and feeling blue, but oh, as fate would have it, darling, I found you. For you were like bread to a hungry man, and oh, I'm gonna love you for just as long as I can. You taught me how to smile once in a while. My heart how to sing, and I'm gonna crown our love with a wedding ring. There were other girls, some were nice and true, but oh, I wasn't happy until I found you. For you taught me how to smile once in a while. My heart how to sing. I'm gonna crown our love. Yes, our love. With a wedding ring. There were other girls. Some were nice and true. But I until I found you. And every time we kiss, I think of all the loving that I've missed. Baby, don't you know I love you so.
Oh yeah, the honey voice of Jerry Butler. Right, moving on quickly, here's Billy and Lily. I'd never heard of them before. I started doing a bit of research for this label, Top Rank label. They had quite a few hits in America. In America, they had three hit singles. They came from New Jersey. Billy and Lily, real names Billy Ford and Lily Bryant. They also recorded on the Mighty Swan label. This one came out in 1959. It wasn't a hit, reached number 88, but it's pretty nifty. It's Billy and Lily and Bells, Bells, Bells.
I just love it, don't you?
Yeah, that was the one of the shortest records in recording history. That's a record called Stay by Morris Williams and the Zodiacs. 1 minute, 35 seconds. Actually, they had 9 weeks in the charts back in 1961, topped up at number 14. The Shirelles. The Shirelles, one of my favourite girl groups, had massive hits. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Dedicated to the One I Love. They call the Shirelles because I think at least one, certainly maybe two of the girls were called Shirley. Here we go. It's Mama Said, the Shirelles.
I went walking the other day, and everything
Yeah, the great Shirelles there, and Mama Said. And as I said right at the start of the programme, a bit of a link, wasn't it? As I said at the start of the programme, Craig Douglas, Burt Whedon, John Layton were one of the few of the many British artists that appeared on Top Rank. This one was a massive, massive hit for reach number one in 1961. It is, of course, Johnny Remember Me by John Layton. He would have been called a singer-actor. He was in Von Ryan's Express, The Great Escape. Remember that? Great film with Steve McQueen. Krakatoa. And he also dabbled his fingers or mouth, whatever, into a bit of rock and roll. So he had Johnny Remember Me, that reached number one in 61, and then Wild Wind, number two. It's the Joe Meek sound. They all sound like they're recorded in the toilet down the Holloway Road. Here it is, Johnny Remember Me.
When the mists are rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I love and lost a year ago. It's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind blowing in the treetops way above me.
Johnny, remember me.
Yes, I'll always remember till the day I die. Johnny, remember me.
Well, someday I guess I find myself another little girl to take the place of my true love. But as long as I live, I know I'll hear her singing in the sign of the wind blowing in the treetops way above me. Yes, I'll
Now, as I've said a couple of times in the show already, Top Rank played records across the board, released records across the board, and weren't shy of putting out a bit of classical stuff as well. This is the march from Tchaikovsky's ballet The Nutcracker. It is, of course, Nut Rocker. Get on.
We'll be right back.
another great instrumental that was. B Bumble and the Stingers with Nut Rocker. That reached number one on Top Ranking 1962. 10 years later, they put it out again on Stateside, where it reached number 19. We've got a bit of doo-wop for you now. This is by a group called The Mystics. They had a massive hit in America with a song called Hushabye. And they came from Brooklyn. At one time, it's said that Paul Simon was in their group. This is their second hit. It's called Don't Take the Stars. You're listening to Jackie Bond, the show. It's Let the Good Times Roll on Cambridge 105 Radio.
The night we fell in love, the stars are bright above.
We're going to move into the Bobby era now. Yes, this is Bobby Rydell. This was at the time when everyone was called a Bobby. Bobby V, Bobby Darin, Bobby Goldsborough. No one else could get a hit record. Bobby Rydell had a couple of big hits, Valare and Wah One, and this one didn't do too bad either. Reached niche number 11 in the States in 1959. The song's called Kissing Time. He was in a number of films too, was Bobby Rydell, with The Lady from Peking, Bye Bye Birdie, and my favourite, I think it must have been a small part because I don't remember him too much in it, 1964, the film called The Jewel. Do you remember that? When the truck and the car went to war. Anyway, here he is, Bobby Rydell and Kissing Time.
The kissing in Cleveland, Kansas City team, they're wailing in Wildwood, back in Waterloo. They're scooching all over, even in St. Louis. So baby, get ready, I'm kissing you. Oh baby, cause summertime is a kissing time, USA. So treat me right, only making me fight the battle of New Orleans tonight. They're kissing on beach, see the shining sea, smooching on benches neath a kissing tree. Lipstick on collar done in Tennessee. I saw my baby come on now, he started kissing me. Oh, oh, cause summertime is a kissing time, USA. kissing and driving you to Baltimore. Rocking and dancing, land and sea and shore.
Broadcasting from the city centre.
On FM, digital and your mobile.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yep, that's us. Cambridge 105 Radio. And I've got another one for you. This is a record called Raindrops. It's by a guy called D. Clark. You thought I'd forgotten me. D. Clark. It was a million seller back in 1961. He had a string of hits. This was the big one. I hope you're going to enjoy it. D. Clark and Raindrops. Reached number 5 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. This was a song that was pushed and pushed and pushed by Alan Freed. It's raining again. Sweet record, this. Raindrops, D. Clark.
Oh, raindrops, so many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. Since my love has left me, I'm so all alone. I would bring her back to me, but I don't know where she's gone. I don't know where she's gone. There must be a cloud in my head. Rain keeps falling from my eyes. Oh no, it can't be teardrops, for a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops, so many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. For a man ain't supposed to cry. So it must be raindrops, so many raindrops. It feels like raindrops falling from my eyes, falling from my eyes. It keeps on falling.
Yeah, D. Clark there, and Raindrops. I realised I haven't been playing too many British records, and they were pretty good records out on Top Rank. And one of the guys who had a real chart topper was Craig Douglas. He was a milkman on the Isle of Wight. He was good to go around with. And he put out only 16, reached number one, I think, over here. Sold more copies in the UK than the Sam Cooke original version. Anyway, I'm going to play this one. It's a record that quite a few British singers did at the time. Anyway, this is Craig Douglas on Top Rank, When My Little Girl Is Smiling.
Every time my baby and I have a quarrel, I swear I won't give in. Then my baby starts to smile at me.
And I know, I just can't win. When my little girl is smiling, I can't stay mad at her for long. Why should I want to fight when I can hold her tight? I just don't care who's right or wrong. Oh, let me tell you now, when my little girl is smiling, there's nothing more I can say. I see those big bright eyes, and then I realize that girl is gonna get her way. But you would understand why her wish is my command if you were in my. My little girl is smiling. It's the greatest thrill there can be. She gets her way, it's true, but I know I won't be blue as long as she just smiles for me. As long as she just smiles for me. As long as she just smiles for me.
A neat little number there from Craig Douglas. Curtis Lee is another one who made his name on Top Rank. He had a couple of real big hits in the States, Pretty Little Angel Eyes and Under the Moon of Love. Here he is on a song called Pure Love.
Crawl across me a mountain high, swim me a river wide. I dig me a hole through the middle of the earth just to be by your side. No, but that ain't love, love, love. You love somebody, come along and tell me what loving is. Well, if you were stranded on a tropical isle way out upon the ocean blue, I'd fight my way through the raging storm, baby, just to get to you. But that ain't love, love, love. You love somebody, come along and tell me what loving is. Oh, let's go now. My life with you, living in a one-room shack. No, but that ain't love, 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 love. You love somebody, come along and tell me what loving is. I'd walk across a burning desert sand just to spend 1 minute with you. I'd sleep on an iceberg all night long if only I could dream of you. That ain't love, 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 love. You love somebody, come along and tell me what loving is.
Oh yeah. Great song there, and another great song coming up. Well, some would say a great song. Does anyone remember Annette Funicello? She had a hit record in 59 with a song called Tall Paul. And the reason she had a song with a song called Tall Paul was because at the time she was dating Paul Anka, and he wrote his song, big hit, called Puppy Love, all about her. She was one of the original popular Mouseketeers on the Walt Disney program Mickey Mouse Club. She put a few records out. Say, this is one of them. It's called First Name Initial, Annette Funicello, or what everybody called her, Annette.
First name initial, first name initial, first name initial, ooh. I wear a first name initial, a great big initial on a chain everywhere I go. It's your first name initial, a great big initial, baby, don't you know?
Don't you know?
You're my steady boy. It's your first name initial, a great big initial. It's my pride and joy.
Pride and joy.
Cause it's a symbol of my everlasting love for you. I wear it at the soda shop, wear it at the record hop, ride to a movie in your jeans.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I wear it when I go to gym, wear it when I take a swim. I even wear it when I sleep. I wear your first name initial, a great big initial. Though it's your first name, I wish your last name initial and my last initial will one day be the same. So everyone can see that you belong to me, just me. Wear it at the soda shop, wear it at the record hop, or ride into a movie in your jeans. Wear it when I go to gym, wear it when I take a swim.
And that one from Annette reached number 20 in 1959, would you believe? The Knockouts are one of my favourite doo-wop groups. They didn't make too many records. They put this one out on the Shad label in the States. Top rank over here. It's called Darling Lorraine. The flip side was an instrumental called Rioting Room 3C. I hope you're going to enjoy this. 1959, the Knockouts. I must get these teeth fixed. The Knockouts and Darling Lorraine. Yep, a great piece of doo-wop there from the Knockouts. Well, I'm going to play out with another instrumental. This is the Fireballs. I think they backed Jimmy Gilmer at one time. Do you remember that, Sugar Shack? It's Vaquero Cowboy. So for me, till the next time, it's Jackie Bond. Be good. If you can't be good, be magnificent. Ciao, everyone.